Okay, on to today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what's today's grammar point?
今日は how to invite someone to do something.
Now, in Japanese, there are many ways to do this. Today, we focused on the volitional form. And actually, we focused on the plain volitional form. So basically, a conversation among friends. And we introduced three ways of inviting somebody using the plain volitional. Why don't we give the examples we used today and then give a side-by-side comparison? How does that sound?
はい。
Okay, in today's conversation we had?
ボーリング行こうよ。
Why don't we go bowling? Or shall we go bowling? Then we had?
何しようか。
What are we going to do?
カラオケ行かない?
How about going to karaoke? Okay, so again, here we have two verbs, but we want to give you an example with one verb. So we could do a side-by-side clear comparison. So Naomi-sensei, why don't we take the verb suru, to do, and we'll basically give a side-by-side comparison of, say, talking about inviting someone to go play tennis. First thing we have to do is the verb suru is the dictionary form of the verb to do. First thing we have to do is form the plain volitional, which is?
しよう。
Let's do something something. Now, if we wanted to say, let's play tennis, that would be?
テニスしよう。
Okay, casual among friends. The polite version of this would be?
テニスしましょう。テニスをしましょう。
Let's play tennis. Now, this in itself is actually inviting someone to do something.
はい。
You know, tennis shimashou. The volitional form implies that the other person will do the thing with you. So this in its own right is a way to invite somebody. But in today's conversation, we had the plain volitional plus yo. So how would that sentence come out if we wanted to use it with playing tennis?
Tennis shiyou yo.
Same exact sentence, except for this time we have yo. Now, yo makes that invitation stronger. And we say invitation, but you're actually kind of saying, come on, let's go play tennis.
Tennis shiyou yo.
Shiyou yo. So like Naomi-sensei has a bit of pleading in her voice, but kind of like a strong suggestion rather than inviting.
そうかな。トーンにもよりますけどね。
Then we have same exact pattern, but this time the sentence ends with ka. So we have?
テニスしようか。
Shall we play tennis? This is more like a question.
Because ka is a question marker.
Sentence ending particle that indicates a question. So here we have tennis しようか. Like, shall we play tennis? And this is kind of like, this is a good invitation.
そうですね。
Clear invitation. And yeah, also can be used, again, the volitional is commonly used when speaking about oneself. So the way Naomi said it was kind of like, shall we play tennis?
そうね、or suggestion, like, how about playing tennis?
Yeah, so it can be invitation, suggestion, or actually talking to oneself. Then we have one final form, which is not the volitional, but rather the plain non-past negative.
テニスしない?
Notice the rising intonation. And here, you've probably, if you study Japanese, you've probably come into contact with this, and you're more familiar with it in the polite form, which is?
テニスしませんか?
When I first started studying Japanese, it was always, ocha nomimasen ka?
Two girls?
Yes. And of course, when you're speaking with friends, or probably if you're trying to pick up a girl, you would say, ocha nomanai? Like the rising intonation.
一緒にお茶飲まない?
Yeah. So this is something you're probably familiar with, but you may not have seen in the polite, in the non-past plain, which it is.
これ、intonation が難しいですよね。If you say it in a falling intonation, that's going to be a negative. テニスしない is like, I'm not going to play tennis. So, テニスしない?テニスしない。
Naomi-sensei, テニスしない?
テニスしない。